Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Today on the ZabeCast, it's Andy Poland, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy. A man who knows more Redskins history than anybody. Somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays. And a guy who taught me the word Mushugana. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the ZabeCast is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
The greatest unscripted reality television show ever made, a TV show about quarterbacks, and one that is the Kaleidoscope League. Wow! No more unbeatens as down go the Eagles, down go the Niners. And if you had a money line parlay on the Browns and the Jets today, I think you could probably take the week off. Andy Poland joins us to once again revel in the mysteries and the marvels of this league. The National Football League, where not only did the Jets grind out a win against the undefeated Eagles, undefeated no more, who was walking without crutches and lightly tossing a football, but one Aaron Charles Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up first, because I was thinking the same thing as the Jets pulled this off. And by the way, this is a little bit of a kink in the Red Zone channel, which I love, but if there's only one game going, they can't show it to you.
I know.
So I made the switch just in time to get to the end of the Eagles and the Jets, although I don't know if that was shown in every market.
Not only that, but the start of the Jets game in both the Northeast, where the markets of New York and Philly, cut away from the scintillating finish of the Browns game with the Niners, mandatorily. Like, for all the ground we have gained, Andy, for all the innovations, there is still such bullshit in being able to consume this product. It's unbelievable.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yes, it is. If you don't have Sunday ticket and you want to watch the end of the Browns-Niners game, you had no choice.
Look, I understand that, but I still
I don't think
have
you do
memories
understand.
In my life when you could not watch home games. So,
Andrew, this is not about what once was. This is about what is now and what should be.
I understand, but I still, in my life, have the understanding that you can't have everything. You can have a lot, you just can't have everything. Anyway,
kids, this is why we call him Good Enough Andy, because no matter what outrageous, whatever is insufficient, inadequate, Andy will still default to, well, it's better than my parents had it.
And in the grand scheme of life and everything that's going on in the world today, there's a lot more to be outraged than this. But let me get back to what the point you made about Aaron Rodgers, because this was Aaron Rodgers. Now, he may be in terrible pain, but he showed up to make sure he got out on the field before the game to throw some passes, to say to his teammates, hang in there, I'm going to get there. All you got to do is get me in the playoffs, and I'm going to play. I think that's what that was all about, and they took a giant step towards that today. Now, I don't know if modern medicine can get him back on the field in January, but today I think he was saying to his teammates, watch me.
Yeah, no, he didn't look like he was in pain to me, and he got this so-called speed bridge procedure, and last year, was it, or 2 years ago, a running back for the Rams came back in the same season from a torn Achilles. So they're getting better and better at this. I would say if you made me bet $20 right now on does he play or does he not play, I'd bet $20 he does play. He's so far ahead of schedule, it's a joke.
Yeah, he is, and you're seeing enough that if you have a repeat, let's say there's some miracle, he makes it back, they're in the playoffs, and he starts the playoff game, and he goes out after four plays, there's enough with this defense and enough on this team that they might have a puncher's chance in a playoff game with Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Cam Akers was the guy who came back for the Rams. Torn right Achilles in July and came back before the season was over. So anything is possible, but the Niners go down because their rookie third-round kicker, who had been perfect up until that point this year, 15 for 15, yoink, pushed it right, which is what rookie kickers do. And the Browns, on their third string quarterback, beat the undefeated Niners, who I'd called the first Cat 5 super team of the year, and I probably jinxed it. Didn't help them, though, that McCaffrey got hurt, that Deebo Samuel got hurt in this game, so they had him a bit wounded. But that's pretty impressive right there.
Right, and the Dolphins champagne celebration doesn't usually happen in October.
Right, but, where are they? How many of those guys are alive, by the way?
Well, Mercury Morris is still around, Larry Zonka, Bob Greasy. There's a few, but more and more they're passing away.
All right, so even on a week in which you look at this slate of games and you go, good week to go apple picking, good week to put up the Halloween decorations, the NFL still delivers.
Yeah, and they're expanding their product to the point where Roger Goodell has floated the idea of playing the Super Bowl in London. So,
I saw that report from Shifty Schefter, and I said, it's apparent now that neither Schefter nor the commissioner, if they want to be taken seriously, understand something called time zones.
Right.
So when would they play this mythical, never going to happen in my lifetime, London Super Bowl?
I have no idea. But if it can't be played in prime time on American television, it's not happening. But you know, you never know. They may try and force feed it. Who knows?
So what? Play the game at midnight so it can kick off at 6 p.m., which is the normal kickoff time?
Yeah.
East Coast for a Super Bowl. Midnight Super Bowl in London.
You know what? We've seen a lot of things over the years where people said, oh,
I'll never see this in my life.
Yeah. Here I go again. But I remember going to a Super Bowl where face value tickets were $40. And now they're well over $1,000, and nobody's wigging out about that.
Well, and you can't get them for $1,000. You got yours for $40. That was Super Bowl 17, Dolphins Redskins.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, as incredible and imaginative and wow as the product is, starting at 1 o'clock on Sundays, going deep into the night, the stuff that precedes it, by men paid literally millions of dollars, has reached its new low point. And I wouldn't say the lowest point, because it'll go lower than this. I just don't know how, but it will. Mm-hmm. We are at the guitar smashing point of pregame shows. You saw tweet about this today as I sat gobsmacked at CBS and their pregame show going, what are you doing right now? Do you know what fools you look like right now?
Right. But what has been the number one story of the NFL for the past month? Taylor Swift. And that's bringing eyeballs to the set. So it doesn't really matter, because the football fans are going to be there anyway. So they're trying to draw in other people, and it doesn't matter how stupid it is.
Okay. Somebody asked me what the bit was, and I said, I don't even know what it was. It wasn't interesting. It was sort of like, okay, let's give a guitar, a little wooden, a real guitar, by the way. So they had the budget to smash at least four $200 guitars. I don't know what the guitar costs, but whatever. And they said to each of the analysts, they put a logo of a team on the guitar, and you were either supposed to step to the mic and I guess sing the praises of that team, like, yes, will the Dolphins go to the AFC title game? Either you sing it or you smash your guitar to say no. It's not enough just to say no. You had to literally smash your guitar. So they're like three guys smashing guitars on a football show.
Right. But the casual football fan, or the one who's not really interested, lands on it and goes, what the hell is this? And there's eyeballs on the set. And look, do I defend it? No. I think the most stunning thing, and I saw the picture you tweeted out of that happening, was there are six people doing it. These people making a lot of money. Fox has had their crew, and Jimmy Johnson only shows up in the studio when they do a doubleheader. J.J. Watt has been added to CBS for God knows why, because they already had five guys.
He's handsome, yeah. And he, you know, is a very superstar player. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. Andy, you say I don't defend it. You know you just defended it.
Well, I'm trying to come up with a reason why they would do it. Do I think it's good? No. Do I watch less pregame show than I used to? Yes, I do. And here I go again. But it used to be the NFL Today was a half an hour, and you got on with the game. But now the pregame shows, even on the networks, they start like 3 hours, 4 hours before the game.
That's all you need, though. That's the thing. That's all you need is 30 minutes of who's hurt, what's the weather, and give me an angle on this game from a football standpoint that may change my mind as to who I'm going to bet on. But smashing guitars based on silly questions, will the Dolphins go to the AFC title? If they want me to write some good creative ways to kill some time, let me add it. I will cook up some creative elements to do. They're not creative. What offended me most about the guitar smashing wasn't the fact that six guys making $1 million a year to do that were there smashing guitars, or that it was a waste of good guitars. It's that it was unfunny. It was uncreative. No good thought was put into it. And then when I come on here on this podcast and hope a guy like you, Andy, would rip it with me, rip them guitars. Come on! You then defend it. You're like, well, look at the Taylor Swift thing.
Right. Well, I think it's good? No. But is it going to change? No, because the NFL has realized, especially and reinforced this past week, that the league got a big bump over one of their star players dating Taylor Swift.
The league insults my intelligence on a regular basis.
It's crack cocaine. It's you're not losing your dealer's number. You're still there, and you go crazy when you don't get every morsel of every game on your three TVs.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, and this happens to me now more and more every fall. Today was a beautiful, crisp fall day, golden sunshine. Could have been doing any number of things. Could have been playing golf. Could have put a mower blade to the grass for one of the last few times of the year and get it looking nice and sharp. Instead, I sat and I watched this very taut battle between the Browns and the Niners, and it was decided on a bad call. Not even just a bad call, but a wrong call. A wrong call that all the King's VCRs and all the King's televisions, and he could not fix. All the King's replay machines couldn't fix because it was a judgment call. And it was a call that was born from Satan's womb of safety. You know, we can't have players get hurt. The game is not safe on any fucking level. It's insanely dangerous, which makes it good. And so when a Niner defender jacks up a Browns wide receiver legally with a shoulder to the chest, it's called a penalty. And they're given an automatic first down on what would have been 4th and 10 and most likely the fucking game.
They don't care about safety. They care about the perception of safety. So that when they get sued, they can say, oh, look at what we've done.
But I sit there and go, what did I waste my fucking 3 hours for? Why am I wasting my day right now doing this?
You can't stop. You know, if you're 40 pounds overweight, you don't need the ice cream, but it doesn't stop you from eating it.
Hey. Getting a little close to home there, Eddie.
Pull up. Yes, I did.
Pull up, my friend. Well, you like ice cream as well. Would you say you're addicted to ice cream?
Yes, I am. And happily so. Yeah, but I've managed to, in the last few years, I managed to control my weight, and that's my reward, is ice cream. I'm not giving that up. I love it.
Okay, headline. Ice cream and potato chips are just as addictive as cocaine or heroin.
I saw that story, and I believe it 100%.
I would put social media in that category as well.
Yeah,
you know, you get the dopamine hit, is what they say. Mm-hmm. Dopamine is the hormone that is stimulated when you scroll or you get interaction from strangers on the internet. Mm-hmm. God, it's unbelievable. Okay. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Having said that, my blood pressure is going to stay high here. Let's keep it high on the broadcasting front, because Two other things struck me over the weekend. I saw the Molly McGrath interview with Cristobal, Mario Cristobal, the head coach at Miami. The dipshit who didn't take a knee last week and lost the game unnecessarily. And this was right before Miami's game against North Carolina. I believe North Carolina won that game.
They did last night, yep.
Okay. Did you hear this particular interview?
I did not.
Before I play it, what do you think the first question should be to Mario Cristobal after last week's debacle? Coach, have you changed your mind?
What the hell were you doing?
Well,
do you watch football? Do you have any understanding how clocks work? Are you that much of an idiot that you don't know you take a knee in that situation? That's the question.
Okay, yes. That's what you and I and everyone else would have asked, but let's put a patina of respectability on Molly McGrath because she's got to be a pro about this. So if we dial it down a bit, wouldn't you fair say the question should be, Coach, after last week, have you adjusted your tactics when it comes to end-of-game situations, and will you start taking knees at the end of games? Boom. That's the question, right? That's a fair journalistic question.
You could probably phrase it that way, yeah. or was last week a learning experience for you? Yeah, something like that.
Well, that gets into the rubbing his nose in his dog shit.
Okay.
So yeah, I would just say, have you changed your tactics? Will you now be taking a knee at the end of games? That's not how the question was asked. Oh, no. Take a listen to this.
Getting ready for our game. Carolina hosting Miami. Molly McGrath with Mario Cristobal.
Coach, after last week's loss, what did you say to your team to rally them and get them ready for another ACC battle?
Well, the flat out truth and honest.
What in the living fuck? You gotta be kidding me. And wait till you hear his answer.
To your team to rally them and get them ready for another ACC battle.
Well, the flat out truth and honesty that we have to coach and we have to play to the Miami Hurricane standard.
Flat out truth and honesty. I'm a dipshit.
Well, the flat out truth and honesty that we have to coach and we have to play to the Miami Hurricane standard. We didn't do that last week. And that's...
You lost the game because you're a dummy.
Completely on all of us, myself.
And no, it's all on you, 1,000%.
In the organization. And we need to get back to being us. We need to play to our...
No, you need to get back to being in clue with reality.
Standard, hold ourselves accountable and go play Miami Hurricane football.
How do you hope your team will respond tonight?
Oh, there's no hope about it. You know, the way we...
Hope
the way we train, we have trained ourselves to be able to take advantage of this opportunity tonight.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
How do you hope they'll respond? What are you talking about?
the regulatory capture of the media and the networks that pay the rights to carry these games is so game, set, and match over. It's a joke. CBS and Ms. McGrath owe nothing to this fucking haircutted dipwad. Get him with the question, and if he doesn't like the question, let him go yell to his PR person about it. Fuck him. Ask the question. You gonna still not take knees, dum-dum? Instead, we get that, and he responds with the lamest bit of coaching bull speak.
What did you say to your team to rally them and get them ready for another ACC battle?
Well, the flat-out truth and honesty.
Okay,
well, then the follow is, okay, is flat-out truth and honesty telling them that you made the most boneheaded decision that perhaps any coach has ever made
in
making that call to run the ball instead of taking a knee?
How about just this, Coach? Why don't you like taking knees? Boom.
Well, that's an assumption that he does not take knees.
He's never taken knees this year when games are out of reach and they're...
Well, that might be a way to phrase it. Coach, we've looked at all your games and you have not taken a knee in any of them.
Why is that?
And last week may have cost you a game because you
did.
Well, you'll just allow him, because the coaches always say after every game, like if a kicker misses a 10-yard kick, then say, well, it didn't all come down to him.
Didn't all come down to one play. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah, right.
The thing is, and poor Molly McGrath looked like a terrified deer in headlights. Yeah. She knew she had marching orders. don't bring this up.
Well, you have to. If how can you not bring that up?
I mean, she was told, I think they said, hey, can we get Coach before the game? And I bet Miami told CBS, yeah, if she asks about the question, there's going to be problems. If she asks about the knees, then guess what? There's going to be problems. Why else would she not ask the question? She's no dummy. She's been in this game a long time.
Yeah, right.
I guarantee it was told to her.
If you're interviewing Bill Buckner before game 7, do you not bring up the fact that the ball went through his legs?
Yes, you have to. What happened on that play? I mean, come on. All right, so there was that. Then I watched the Notre Dame-USC game. And I got to say, before I get into what I'm going to get into regarding the announcers on that game, it is actually kind of delightful to see USC struggle like this, because a lot of people saw them as a front-running show pony at the start of the year, a team that lacked grit and focus, one of the kings of NIL. Lincoln Riley, when he would send out social media shots of his new $7 million home in the Hollywood Hills overlooking the Pacific. Okay, great. But do you know what it takes to win week in, week out with a bunch of horny, distracted 19, 20, 21-year-old kids? And the answer right now is he's having a tougher time of it than he should, because they've got talent. They got the guy that teams are ready to absolutely tank for in Caleb Williams, but they're losing, and they lost badly, and Caleb Williams looked like shit. And I want to like Caleb Williams, but man, he lost me a lot with the fuck Utah on his fingernails last year, before their Pac-12 championship game. Remember that?
Yeah, it was bad. And he still paints his fingernails. I don't know if he puts profanity on it, but yes, right. That's his thing.
Right. If you paint them just colors, okay, yeah, I give a shit about that. But to do that was like, really? Like, yeah, it's not enough to be you, to be awesome you playing football at USC and about to go pro and make millions and millions of more dollars. The fact is, Dad was talking about he may stay in school because he can make more money. He doesn't want to go to a team that's too bad, that he doesn't think is a good organization. Well, he threw, right, what, 4 picks against the Irish?
3, but yes.
And, 3 picks and a fumble. I mean, he was a disaster.
Right, and so after a game like that, you say, hey, Dad, you know, stay in school if you want. We're picking number one. We're not taking him. You know, and right now, I've seen more and more of these analysts saying the guy Penick, who pulled off the big upset yesterday for
Washington, Penick.
Washington, yeah, pulled that. The former
Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, and also Drake May, maybe. But he may be the number 3 quarterback coming out this year.
I don't think in a million years that will be the case. And I don't, and I personally, if my team was sitting on the clock, I would love to get Caleb Williams, fingernails and everything.
Yeah, so would I.
But that said, there is great Schadenfreude, and I don't want to hear about, well, they fell behind early and then they had to throw, and that's very tough. And you're supposed to be that good, right? So you're not supposed to get humiliated like that. Okay, back to the game itself. I turn the game on, and I start listening, and I'm like, why does this? This is number 10 USC against number 21 Notre Dame. Massive game, primetime TV. Why does it sound like there's interns calling the game? Well, who was calling the play-by-play? Jack Collinsworth. Right. Yes, the same Collinsworth name that has his dad on Sunday Night Football. Young Jack is 28 years old. Went to Notre Dame. He's put in his time. He's paid his dues, Andy, to get to where he is. And he calls a good enough game, but his voice is soft and it lacks punch. And he doesn't have a lot of experience. Sure, it's okay, but it was not fitting for the moment in any way, shape, or form. Who was doing the color? The clapper, Jason Garrett. If ever there was a drive-by college guy, he's it.
Yeah.
Not of the college football game, no deep experience himself calling college games, but he's part of the NBC ecosystem, just like Jack's daddy is on NBC Sunday Night Football. It's just enough to make me so fucking done with it all. Just fuck these people. I know. I care more about this than I should. You know,
you really
listen,
do.
I know I do, Andy. This is just such naked nepotism of the worst sort.
And there is, and it's decisions made by guys who don't deal in broadcasting. They just make broadcasting decisions, and they go, well, you know, Chris is so popular, and his son. And look, I mean, the history of this business. And I think Kenny Albert's great, but, you know, Kenny Albert was certainly helped by being Marv's son.
Just like Joe Buck was helped by being Jack Buck's son.
Exactly. And I like Noah Eagle, but he's Ian Eagle's son, you know. And so that's kind of the way it works. And if you or I wanted to be one of those guys, well, we would have had to have landed with the Lucky Sperm Club. But we didn't. So we made our own way.
You have spoken to young people who want to get into broadcasting more than I have. You've spoken formally to them in classes, right?
Mm-hmm. And then whenever they call me, I give them advice. I love to do that.
What is your message in class?
Well, I tell them that more and more it's difficult to get into this, and you've got to be willing to do what it takes to stay in it. And I always use that Andy Dufresne reference that you got to crawl through a tube of sewage, you know, to get to the other side.
A mile long filled with shit to get on the other side.
Okay. Right. And for some, you know, some do it. Some have natural talent, you know, and it works out for them. But it's, you know, it's more like, I'll tell you, more like when I got in and there wasn't such thing as ESPN, sports radio didn't exist. And I was just fortunate as I went through that sports radio evolved, and I had the experience to get in it when it started. But now, I don't know, because even if you get in, you don't make any money. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work for them. I really don't.
My advice would be, can you play guitar? Because you'd be better off trying to be the next Mick Jagger. Because, no, I'm not kidding, Andy. I'm not kidding. I would tell anyone who wants to do it and has dreams of those high aspirations, I'd say, no, your job you're desperately practicing for, honing your skills for, sending out resumes for, trying to climb the ladder for, that'll be taken by 28-year-old Jack Collinsworth. And you will be able to do nothing. You'll be able to do nothing about it.
Well,
you have
no
chance whatsoever. And the good, and then those who weren't sons of broadcasters who did pay their dues, who really have the pipes and really have the chops to do it, the Brad Nestlers of the world, they stay forever. They never retire. Well, there's literally no oxygen to try to reach the highest levels. But it is so not a meritocracy. I would say go try to be a rock star. Your chances are just as good, and the lifestyle is better. You fuck more chicks if you become one.
Look, I did not want to see Vern Lundquist go. I didn't want to see Brent Musburger go. So it's not like these bastards stay around forever. It's they're good, and we like listening to them. You know,
it's just one of those deals. One more broadcasting thing. Did you see the Nick Castellanos shutdown of Matt Weiner after the Phillies advanced to the NLCS? Yeah. And what are your thoughts on it? For those that missed it, here was Matt Weiner of TNT asking Nick Castellanos, who had two home runs in back-to-back postseason games to help propel the Phillies. Here was his on-field interview right after the game was over.
All right, BA. Nick, nobody in Major League history has hit two home runs on back-to-back postseason games, but you just did, and you guys are headed to the NLCS.
Where's the question in that?
There's no question.
Well, thank you for telling
me. I thought you'd be happy with that.
I am, man, but we got eight more wins.
Okay, the rest of the interview went predictably terrible, and I tweeted about it saying, come on, man, you've got 3 hours to have three good questions. Castellanos was being a dick. I'll accept that, but he's a ball player. Ball players are dicks. Be prepared for that, and if he's going to shut down your, hey, would you gush about this for me because I'm not asking a question, then pivot and ask some questions.
Right, but the question that would be the softball question would be, how does it feel? Which is also sort of trite, you know.
Answer is always great.
Yeah, well, what's he going to say? Yeah, it really sucks. Now I got to keep playing. It's October. All my buddies are out on the beach now having a good time. Yes. So, You know, but that,
how does that, it feel? And the how much questions are the dumbest things, because yeah. a how much question needs a unit of measurement for a proper answer. How much? Right. 2 quarts, 12 centimeters, 4 gallons. Like, how much did the other team doing this motivate you guys? Well, the only real answer to that is some unit of measurement. 10 yeah. pounds is how much it mattered.
I know. These things have really devolved. There aren't that many people who do this well. And the ones that do get demoted. Like Pam Oliver, I think, is very good at this. But she's now at the number two because Aaron Andrews is the kingpin of that for Fox.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's not a valued art. People who were, you know, they at one time they used to use actual reporters to do this. Armin Kitayan is an outstanding reporter. At
right.
one time, he was a sideline reporter. They don't want that anymore. I don't know about Matt Weiner. I don't know what his role was, but yeah, the role of the sideline reporter, which was started, I believe, by Jim Lampley, back in the day, has sort of just become a real fluff thing.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take a deep breath. That exhausts all of my negativity today. I know many people are going to go, what got into your soup today? Let me tell you, people, what got into my soup. What got into my soup is that I have a brain and you have a brain, and I'm your advocate, okay? I'm out here fighting the fight for you. I'm saying the shit that nobody else will say because we're tired of having our intelligence insulted on a daily fucking basis, okay? That's what I'm doing for you, all right? I'm still watching all the games. I still find the glory and the beauty and the mystery in sport. That's why I'm a fan, like you are. But fuck, we can do better than this. We should do better than this, for God's sakes. Okay. Right. Namaste. On a sad note, Andy, Suzanne Somers has passed away. The star of Three's Company, the original comedic blonde bombshell, 76 years old, a lot smarter than her good looks would otherwise tell you. She held out for big bucks from that show. They ended up writing her off the show. She then rebounded and made a shit ton more money than she ever could from any show with her own line of fitness products and looked absolutely fabulous into her 50s and 60s.
Yes, Thighmaster made her very wealthy.
Exactly.
I remember when she first burst on the scene, the girl driving the Thunderbird in American Graffiti. That's 50 years ago. So she was in her 20s then. And yes, she really understood how to make the most of what she had. I don't know how talented she was as an actress, but she had a really nice career. And the other sad part about this is she was very much in the fitness industry. She kept herself in very good shape. She promoted exercise, and sadly, she had breast cancer and died at a relatively young age, 76.
I don't know if 76 is relatively young, Andy.
Well, as you get older, I'm older than you. Believe me, it doesn't look as old as it did 20 years ago.
I know it doesn't, and it's just tough to think. I mean, this was, you got to understand, for me, Andy, she was one of the original adolescent crushes.
Yeah.
Because I came of boner-having age. Right when
it's called puberty. I never heard it phrased like that. That's funny.
All right. Anyway, rest in peace, Suzanne Somers. All right, Andy. We'll talk to you next week. Good win by your Commanders. They are the easily most schizophrenic, hard to figure team in the league right now.
Well, Arthur Smith needs to go work for Daddy. The play calling that they did in the fourth quarter, they should be banned from the NFL. Oh, my God.
Not just the play calling, not getting plays in on time. And taking penalties on fourth and goal from the one. I mean, what a dumb.
Dumb decisions after dumb decisions.
Yeah. Son, a mustache and a cutoff vest is no way to go through life. Tighten up. All right, Andy. Godspeed, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Isaac, all right, take care.
That'll do it for me today. Thank you so much. Feedback always appreciated. Zabe@yahoo.com is how you do it. You want to subscribe to Fridays? Scott and Solly live there, the boys, and we do You Are Looking Live. Go to zabe.com/premium, and I appreciate that for those who do subscribe. We're going to have a good week of broadcasts. I've gotten out all my gripes. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. I know I'm not wrong, but if you want to make that argument, make it. We can be better. We should be better. That said, I can't wait to watch this baseball game. Astros and Rangers, and the NLCS is going to be also off the hook as well. Good time to be a sports fan, October. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday, and we will see you next time.
And when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.